Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's crazy to think, Rich, that a year ago, the consensus top four receivers in the league, anybody you asked heading into the 2018 season, the consensus top four, maybe they didn't have the four best seasons, but the top four receivers in the league were, in some order, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Odell Beckham Jr., and Antonio Brown. And then it was a drop-off after those four to some guys who were pretty good, you know, the Mike Evans and, yeah, I guess this year Adam Thielens of the world, guys like that. But those were the four. Like, those are the four horsemen of the wide receiver position, and two of the four are completely on the outs with their team. Maybe not completely in the case of Odell Beckham, but the Giants really
aren't. I don't believe that for a second.
They're not making – you don't think he's on the outs with the Giants?
No, I don't think they're moving him.
Okay. Well,
I think number one, he's too valuable, and number two, it would hurt them too much.
Okay, well, but there's plenty of smoke that says that they are.
There's a lot of smoke, but I don't believe it.
And Antonio Brown – well, we believe the Antonio Brown thing because –
Oh, clearly. That's a completely different situation.
Yeah, but I find it funny that –
Remember, the Giants gave Beckham the contract, gave him all the guaranteed money. Yep. They're very committed to Beckham, much more so than the Steelers are, even though the Steelers' hit would be significant if they part ways with Brown.
Yeah, the Steelers' hit would actually – I went and did a little research on this. The Steelers' hit would actually be bigger to trade Brown than the Giants' hit would be to trade Beckham. The Giants' hit on Beckham would be $16 million. They'd actually save $5 million against the cap by trading Odell Beckham, and whoever trades for him would inherit a bunch of guaranteed money.
Exactly. And for those who want to characterize the Giants-Beckham situation as some sort of untenable situation that requires a change of scenery, if you want to compare levels of untenable, it's not even in the same ballpark as the Antonio Brown situation.
I don't know that anybody's been in the same ballpark as Antonio Brown.
Exactly. There may still be some questions within the Giants organization about Beckham, but I don't think for one second they're thinking seriously about shedding him.
Okay, well, here's what Chris...
1 year after giving him that incredible deal.
Fair enough. Here's what Chris Sims, who is part of Mike Florio's show on NBC Sports Network, had to say about the Odell Beckham situation.
I don't think everybody realizes, and I didn't realize this, how close Odell Beckham Jr. was to being traded last year, Mike. The Giants were going to trade him, and I think they were really looking and listening to all offers. You know what really stopped it? And I think this is what's going to shock people. This is from everything I know of multiple sources. The thing that stopped the trade conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. is because the team that was most aggressive in pursuing him was the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots were trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. all last offseason. That didn't work out, and I think the Giants got cold feet and said, wait, New England wants him? Uh-oh, maybe he's better than we thought. Maybe we should just keep him on our own instead of it being thrown in our face and him going to win a Super Bowl with the Pats.
I think that's patently ludicrous. What he just
said.
What
part of it?
The part that the Giants would have such an incredible knee-jerk reaction to the dynasty having interest in one of their players would cause them to completely rethink how they evaluate that players. That's one of the dumbest takes we've heard in a while.
Okay. You know what is funny about that is that's kind of how I feel in evaluating an offseason, Rich. I gauge a lot of what I feel about certain maneuvers on how the Patriots feel about him. You've brought up Trent Brown's name before. Yeah. You've brought up Trent Brown's name before as a possibility for the Texans, and my feeling on that is I don't want anything to do with a left tackle that the Patriots all of a sudden don't want anymore.
Right.
And I guess that's the inverse. I guess what Sims is talking about there is the inverse of that, which is, wait, the Patriots are taking a keen interest in this guy? He must be pretty good. It's not the worst methodology in the world, actually.
Number one, those conversations among teams happen every offseason about almost every player. And number two, I'm going to guess, but I don't know because he didn't specify there. I'm going to guess whenever those conversations took place, it was before the contractual commitment to Odell Beckham Jr. Once you make that commitment, everything changes as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but
everything's on the table until you have a long-term deal.
I guess, but I mean, we know how these contracts work in the NFL. And again, like I said, Rich, it's not like the Antonio Brown situation where the Steelers are going to take this massive, massive hit just to move a guy. And they're going to get tagged with a $21 million hickey.
No, I get it.
It's going to be $5 million cheaper for the Steelers or for the Giants to not have Odell Beckham than it is to have Odell Beckham.
I get that, and there's an argument. I just deep down believe that the Maras don't make the commitment last year unless they have invested a belief in this guy that goes beyond one season.
Yeah, I think I think the thing that probably works in the favor of what you're saying, too, is it was the new GM, Gettleman, that gave Odell Beckham Jr. that deal. That
Who,
was
by
deal-
the way, when asked this offseason, has blanket denied any possibility they would move Beckham.
Yeah, which I think if you're trying to drive up a price, you would do that. And if you're being honest about it, you would probably do that. Like, I don't believe a lot of what these GMs say. Like, if I wouldn't expect them to go, yeah, we're going to trade Odell Beckham, because all that does is drive down what you can ask teams for. If they think you're desperate to move him.
Having the Steelers publicly agreed to trade Antonio Brown?
I think they've conceded. Rich, I think what you just said, the Antonio Brown situation is very different than the Beckham situation.
I get it. But for people who think this is in play, I think that's a possibility for them.
Who's that? Back up. What do you mean?
That we're talking about the situation with Beckham. I'm sorry. The Brown situation being a situation where Art Rooney has publicly agreed, and I guess he hasn't really said that, but it's been reported that he's made an agreement with Antonio Brown to trade him. I just don't think the Giants are even close to that situation.
Yeah, we don't know. I don't know that they are. We do know that they've had talks about it. Like, you know, the Texans would
more than likely before he signed his contract.
Right. I mean, they were down the road with the Los Angeles Rams on a deal, sure, that would have involved a first round pick. So, to say that it's crazy that they're going to trade him, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility when it's a guy who they talked about doing it with a year ago. The contract, we know these contracts in the NFL aren't nearly the ironclad guaranteed money commitment that you're kind of making them out to be right now. This is a guy who's on the same level of receiver as Julio Jones and DeAndre Hopkins.
Exactly. That's part of my point.
Right. Let me finish. And we know that if teams called the Texans or the Atlanta Falcons to ask about those guys, they get hung up on. The Giants aren't hanging up on people right now.
We don't know that, because I strongly believe that if that conversation took place, it was before he signed his contract. That's what I'm going to keep going back to here. That changes the dynamic for me completely, that the Giants made that level of commitment. And also, the Giants are probably looking at bringing in a young quarterback, grooming him to replace Eli probably in the short term.
That'll go well.
I was just going to say, you want to be the GM who deals away that potential comfort zone for that young quarterback?
I don't know, Rich. I'm anxious to watch Odell Beckham Jr. play with a young quarterback. The guy hated playing with Eli Manning, and the guy, to your point, after he signed his contract, trashed Eli Manning. This contract has only empowered Odell Beckham Jr. It hasn't made the relationship with the team any better, other than his checks are bigger. He went on Instagram with a rapper and was trashing Eli Manning after he signed the deal. Let's not make it out like he's been some kind of Boy Scout since he got his contract.
I would never said that, but I don't think these transgressions obviously rise to even close to the level of an Antonio Brown. And I also don't think these transgressions poison the waters in any way moving forward with the Giants and Beckham.
That's fine. Let's agree though that like nothing compares to Antonio Brown. Like if guys.
We absolutely agree on that.
Yeah, I mean, so that Odell Beckham Jr. is the reason he won't get traded is because he doesn't come close to being Antonio Brown is a silly reason.
Where he does come close is he's shoulder to shoulder with Antonio Brown in terms of potential impact in a football game, on a football field.
No question. Which why they can get a lot for him.
You can get a lot for him, but you'd also be giving up someone pretty special moving forward if you moved on from him.
Would you trade for him if you were the Texans?
Yes.
Yeah. What would you give up for him? You're Brian Gain. What would you offer the New York Giants? You seem to have a grasp on Odell Beckham Jr.'s value here.
It's high.
What would it be?
I think it probably starts with two number ones.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be two. It would definitely involve one number one for sure.
Oh, of course. But I think it could be two.
I think maybe if you get a couple teams bidding on it, then who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe it is. And if you're the Texans and you feel like you're going to be really good, because that is one way you can improve the offensive line is just by loading up at these other areas and clean up everything for everybody.
You know my preferred method of loading up with offensive weapons, and his name is Le'Veon Bell, especially since now the Steelers are saying they're not going to use the tag on him. He will hit the open market. With all the money the Texans have to spend this offseason, and I know you don't agree with me on this, but I don't think there's any reason they shouldn't make a credible offer to Le'Veon Bell and see if they can get him here to be, we're talking about Deshaun Watson, Le'Veon Bell, D-Hop. A Texans triplet that might be the best in the NFL.
Maybe. I'd rather pay Odell Beckham $20 million than pay Le'Veon Bell $15
million. I mean, you could arguably have the number one receiver in the league, the number one running back in the league, and a quarterback who hopes over the next couple of years to play himself into the MVP conversation.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. To me, there's better ways to skin the cat of making the offense more explosive, productive, making the offensive line better through actually not having to go get great offensive linemen. And I would prefer Beckham over Bell. And if you haven't heard, Le'Veon Bell, if you weren't listening in the open, not going to get the franchise tag from the Steelers. So if you're like Rich and you want Bell for the Texans, I guess that's good news. The bad news is the Jets and the Bucks and the Raiders are probably going to spend a lot more money on Le'Veon Bell than Brian Gain would care to do.
I think when push comes to shove, it's not something the Texans are going to be involved in, but it's fun to think about. And certainly with the Clowney situation hovering over the Texans this offseason, there's a lot of possibilities in the water.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.